We're moving on a little bit as far as our discussion of Meister Sheni to the next, what in many ways is a major sugya, which relates to Pidyon and Chilul Meister Sheni. I want to speak about what we have already spoken about, and tonight the primary goal is really just to give some basic dinim, and hopefully to analyze at least one interesting machlokas Rambam, right, and really the shita of the Rambam. The Torah tells us in Dvarim, Perek Yudalet, so we know that when a person takes off Meister Sheni, so the goal is that we're supposed to bring the Meister Sheni, we're supposed to bring those fruits all the way to Yerushalayim. L'man tilmad liyira Hashem Elokecha, we can go to Yerushalayim, we're going to be mekabel, we're going to receive a certain kind of Yerushalayim, we're going to do that all there. But the Torah tells us there in Yudal Chavdal, v'chi yirba mimcha haderech, but sometimes it's challenging to bring all of the fruit. Sometimes it's challenging for me to bring everything up. The Malbim emphasizes already there in the pasuk, that could be for a couple of different reasons. It could be that it's just too heavy for me to take everything. It's too much, a tenth of my produce to bring into Yerushalayim. It's just a little bit too heavy. Could be that it's going to take too long. And if it's going to take too long until I'm going to be able to eat my fruit there, my fruit are going to spoil. Or it could be that just it's the distance is too great. Not how long it's going to be until I get there, but the distance on some level makes it more complicated. But be that as it may, sometimes as the Malbim, again, the pasuk, sometimes as the pasuk says, kiyir b'mimcha derech, sometimes it's hard. It's hard for people to get there, so what do? I can't bring it there, I can't carry it, it's too distant, it's going to get ruined. So what do? The Torah tells us, v'nesata b'kesef, I can take money, and I can be poda it. What does it mean to be poda meister sheni? What it means is as follows. You're able to take money. We'll speak in future weeks about what kind of money it is. But I'm able to take money and to say essentially that the kedusha of those payros are now going to be chal on this money. That I'm transferring the kedusha that was in the Meister Sheni payros. I'm paying fair market value. I'm separating that money. And now I'm going to take that money and bring that money to Yerushalayim. And inside Yerushalayim, I'm going to buy that on new food. And the new food that I purchase, that's going to be kadosh, that's going to be holy, and that's going to be a fulfillment in many ways of my Meister Sheni. You can go up, and you're entirely good to go. I'm going to put it on money, and that's going to be the general move. What am I going to spend this money on? What am I going to be able to do with this money when I go to Yerushalayim? So the Gemara in Zvachim tells us that one of the things that you can do with this money is I can also purchase a carbon shlamim. I can go and I can offer this as a carbon shlamim when I get there. It could be it's a mitzvah to do so. The Torah Tamima even writes, based on the Yerushalmi, not just is it that I can use carbon shlamim, but it's clear from the Yerushalmi that part of the reason why I'm bringing a carbon shlamim, we also use in simcha ella bebasar, that a person, when they're eating the meister sheni, should do so besimcha. We spoke about it last week as far as an onain not eating meister sheni, because an onain one shot isn't going to be able to do it besimcha. And part of the reason why you're going to purchase carbon shlamim is because the gemara says in psachim ein simcha ella bebasar, and I'm going to go and I'm going to be experiencing when I go purchase this, there's going to be a degree of simcha that is very, very much present. But you can buy other stuff also. That's Rashi points out in his Perush Al Torah, the Gemara Maseches Eruvin. You can buy other kinds of things also. The Rambam writes Hilchos Meister Sheni in Perek Zayin. You can buy it as long as it's Meichel Adam Shegidulav Min Ha'aretz. Oh, it's Gidulav Min Ha'aretz. It has to be something which came from the ground or something which may be one more step removed. But it can't be. It can be animals and things like that. But you can't just go and buy whatever you want. You can't buy an apartment with your Meister Sheni money. You have to buy for certain kinds of foods. An additional halacha about pidyo and meiser sheni is the following. When you have your meiser sheni, so there is a distinction as far as how much exactly you have to pay. This is clear in Chumash Vayikra on Perek Chav Zayin. Rashi elaborates there in his Perish Al HaTorah, the Rambam and Hilchos Meiser Sheni, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, quotes as follows as well. It depends who's being podeh. If someone else is being podeh, so they can just pay fair market value. If someone else is being podeh, there, Meiser Chaveiro, you want to be poda Meiser Chaveiro, just pay the fair market value. I get those payros are totally cool in now. You have money, which is kadosh. But says Rashi, Pirush Al Torah, it's clear in the Pesukim also, that if you are being poda your own Meiser Sheni, I'm going to be one that's poda. I have to be mosif a chomesh. I have to add on a fifth. How do we calculate a fifth? It's a fifth of the total. So if it's $100, I have to be mosif chomesh, which is going to be a total of 25. Then 125, that's the fifth of the final number. So when we have pidyon, meiser sheni, what we're talking about is I have my meiser sheni. I'm going to be podet to transfer the kedusha of it onto the coins. I'm then going to bring that to Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim, ideally, maybe I'm going to purchase carbon shlamim, but other kinds of foods work also. I'm going to dafka buy carbon shlamim, as Tartmin points out, from Yerushalmi, so I can eat it with a certain kind of simcha. If I'm podet myself, so then I have to be mosif a chomesh. If I'm not podet myself, there is in fact no need to do so at all. I don't think we're going to speak about it tonight, but hopefully a future week. One question to have about the nature of the pidyon. Some of us spoke about this week in general, this question as to what's considered to be a mitzvah and what's considered to be a matir. So Rav Schechter, in the first piece in Ginas Ego, some of us learned it in terms of Hafrashas Truma, Chalitza, and in those contexts, he has this piece there about Meiser Sheni also, an etziv and a mekshela. When you're poden Meiser Sheni, is that really sort of called like a matir? That now it's a mutter way to transfer it, but there's no mitzvah? Or is it really on some level considered to be a mitzvah? That has certain nafkaminas, the she'ilta, emek she'ilta, the tziv things, different kinds of pinyon meiser sheni. That again, we'll speak about a different week. But that's all just a little bit of background. There is an intriguing and a very important machlokas, Rambam and the Ravid, in the fourth parak of Hilchos Meiser Sheni. It's the fourth parak there, and it comes up a couple of times, the Rambam and the Ravid, that machlokas, in source number 10 on the sheet. The Rambam tells us a chiddush. How wrote to lift those payrus meiser sheni? If I want to be podeh, for whatever reason, I can't bring them all the way with me to Yerushalayim. Podeh osen b'dmehen. V'omer hareha ma'os ha'elu tachas ha'payrus ha'elu. I take my money and I say, these payrus, this money is taking the place of this payrus. There's a discussion in whether you have to actually say it out loud. Maybe if I don't say it loud, it's also okay, whatever it is. Or I say ha'payrus ha'elu michlalos ha'ma'os ha'elu, whatever it is. He says, V'im lo peiros, Rambam writes, if you don't say it, Ella, you just separate the money, that's considered to be good enough. Says the Rambam as follows, he continues, V'chein, what if I don't want to be poda on money? What if I want to be poda the peiros on other peiros? V'chein, im ratza l'chalel peiros ha-meiser al peiros acheros. Is that considered to be good? Does it have to be done on money? The Rambam writes, it works. Yalu ha-peiros ha-shnios v'yochlem b'yushalayim. I have my payros, my fruit of the Meiser Sheni. I say, you know what? I'm not sure these fruit are going to work as well. So I'm poded those payros. I put the kedusha on other fruit. The original fruit now become regular chulin, and I can eat it comfortably. These new fruit, those I bring to Yerushalayim. But says the Rambam, you shouldn't do it min al she'eno mino. You shouldn't mix and match different kinds of fruit. You shouldn't do min ha-yafa al hara. You shouldn't take high quality fruit and put it on lower quality fruit. If you do it, it may still work. But the Rambam says you have the ability to not only be po de peiros onto money, but also to be po de peiros onto peiros. The Ravid, in a bunch of places, argues with the Rambam. The Ravid writes, it's not true. V'hari shonim lo yatzu l'chulin. V'yalu gamheim. If you try this move, the first ones are also kadosh. And you got to bring the first ones also up to Yerushalayim. Because the olam peiros habirishonim shal meiser einim ischalin ella al kesef vafilu di eved. He says it's befurash in the Gemara Masechta Sukkah and Dafim Aleph. So learns the Ravid that you can only be podet it onto money, but you can't be podet onto other kinds of peiros. What's a nafgamina in terms of how this plays out? Is the Rambam there in Halacha Dalet? The Rambam tells us, sorry, in Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says when you're podet meiser sheni, you make a bracha, when you're poden, you make a bracha. That, by the way, sounds like maybe it's really a mitzvah. It's like a birchas ha-mitzvah. Sometimes, no, maybe since we make brachas on matir, that's what it sounds like. Says the Rambam, similarly, im chilulon al peros acheros, o shechilul mos al peros, if I transfer it onto other fruit, not that I do it onto money, but onto other fruit, says the Rambam, you also make a bracha. What bracha do you make? Mevorech al Chilal Meiser Sheni. You also make a bracha. So Rambam understands that I make one bracha if I take the kedush of the peiros and put it onto money. I make a different bracha if I take the peiros and put them onto other peiros. Says the Ravid, Ani Omer, no way you make a brach on this. She'im chilo peros, al peros ain't a mevarich. You don't make a brach on this. Lefisha ain't a rush, I lasos came. V'imberich ha'reza minait. The Ravid says that, according to Gemara, I believe Masechet Baba Kama, comes up in the Mishnah beginning of the parak of Masechet Brachos. The Ravid says, it's also to do that. You shouldn't be putting peros, the kedusha of peros, onto other peros. And there was the Ravid, if you do it, you did something wrong. And you don't make a bracha on something that you're doing that is wrong. You don't make a bracha on something you're doing that's considered to be incorrect. That, in general, we should point out, is a bit of a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. In Hilchos Brachos, in the first paragraph of Hilchos Brachos, I believe it's Talachah Yates, whether you make a bracha on certain kinds of non-kosher food. I mean non-kosher food anyway. I make a bracha or don't make a bracha. Do we say make a bracha, lemais you're getting hanaf in this world, or do we say don't make a bracha? If you do, ha'reza minayit, it's considered to be inappropriate. So that's, again, part of the discussion here for the Ravid. But you see the similar question. I have my peros, and I'm not going to bring it to Yerushalayim. So I have the ability to transfer it. If I transfer the Maaser Sheni onto money, that's for sure, okay? Can I transfer onto other peros? Rambam says, sure. Ravid says, no, you shouldn't do that. If you do, even the first peros are still kadosh. Let's say I do it anyway. The Rambam says, for sure you could do it. You make a berachas mitzvah. The Ravid says, no way you're going to make a berachas mitzvah. It's not something that you are really supposed to be doing. Akan, as far as where we're thus far, some basic halachas of pidyon. You put out the money, bring money to Yerushalayim. If you're doing it yourself, you're mosif b'chomesh, what you purchase with it. That was some of the basic halachas. We'll speak, hopefully, b'li neder. At the end, we'll speak about what we do halacha l'maisa at the end of our series, the Maaser Sheni. So we do some things with pidyon. As a result, our pidyon is a little bit different because our pidyon is not to buy new stuff with it because we don't do that bisman hazeh. But that's a little bit of some of the background. Let me start a point of machlokes. Rambam and the Ravid, if this whole idea of pidyon, which is a big chiddush, pidyon and Maaser Sheni, a lot of very, very important halachas emerge from this, is that something that you can do on payros onto other payros. As far as clarity thus far, how are we? 1, 2. Okay. The Achronim are done a little bit in the Rambam Shita. The Ravid points out, l'chorat b'furash in the Gemara and the Masechta Sukkah, so he argues, that you have to be poed on money. You can't be poed these payros on other payros. So notes the Ravid. And many ask something else. It's not clear. It's not mefurash in Chazal. There are diukim here and there. It's not mefurash in Chazal that you could really be poda peros onto other peros. It's not really explicit anywhere in Chazal. If you look in the Mishnayos, in the Maseches Maaser Sheni, in the second paragraph, in other places, it doesn't seem like it's so pasha that it's so obvious that you could really do it. So where does the Rambam get it from? Where does the Rambam get it from is one question. The second question is, the Rambam's telling us that there are two ways to be poed in Maaser Sheni. I can either put it on money, or I can put it in other payros. A question to ask is, to what extent are those two different tracks? They're conceptually two very, very different models. Or are they really, on some level, conceptually doing really the same thing? Are they really the same general idea? We'll elaborate on what this means, but at least to give us a little bit of background, what's really going on with the Rambam Shita? So source number 15 on the sheet, there's a sefer called Sha'arei Maaser Sheni. It's a very nice, it's on Maaser Sheni. He did a wonderful, wonderful job. He makes the following suggestion. He thinks he has two mehalchim for the Rambam Shita. It's based on the Yerushalmi. He thinks that there are two mehalchim for the Rambam Shita. What exactly this whole idea is of being poed de peros onto other peros. Where does it come from, and conceptually, what is really going on? Top of the second column there in the sheet, L'kach eish tefari to suffer ha-Rambam. Demad mevur b'Yushalmi. The Rambam is working off of B'Yushalmi. Deshari l'chal peros al peros. He says, it's a different, on one level, it's conceptually a very different kind of pidyon. If you look in Chumash, it seems that I'm poed onto money. The pidyon of peros onto peros is not midin, the same form of pidyon onto money. Ein achilo begidri achilo debetzarat ha-kasef unasat ha-kasef. Rather as follows. What happens with pidyon on kesef? I have my fruit, I put it on kesef, and then I go into Yerushalayim. Says around the following chiddush. It's really learned, it's a davar pasha, you can take it and put in other peros. How come? How does Pidyon normally work? If the Torah teaches me that I'm allowed to take my Meiser Sheni Peros and I'm allowed to put them onto money and to go use that money and to Yerushalayim and to buy new Peros in Yerushalayim, so Mistama Hu Adin, it must be also, I can just also put it directly on Peros. It must be I can put it on Peros also. So there's really, the way he says it, there's one track, which is I put it on money first and then get payros. But since the eventual goal, it's implicit, if I can have a step in between, Mistama, I can also go directly. He has a second mahal for how it works. Second mahal is going to be very, very similar. We'll see what it is. But the second mahal is like this. It's not that once you can go with the second step, so Mistama, it's also good to go directly. But rather as follows. Built into the idea of Pidyon Meiser Sheni is really two halachas. One, and this is looking to even down the question. How much is Pidyon really fundamentally about removing it from the original Peros and just the mail it ends up on the Kesef? Or how much is it about really transferring the Kedusha, putting it on, I've moved it, and then the Mela, the original Peros, are left as Sulim? Let's ask that Chakir one more time. When I take it from the Peros and I put it on the money, so two things are happening. The Peros lose their Kedusha, and the money gets Kedusha. Peros lose, and the money gets. An interesting question, this is what Lichtenstein asked, is what's really happening and what's the fallout in general? Is it really I'm taking it, I'm removing Kedusha from the Peros, just, it has to land somewhere, so it lands on the money, or am I really transferring to the money? And then Memela, there's less that's present on the original stuff. In the Sefer Shari Meiser Sheni, he has a little bit of a similar question. He says, part of the Chiddush of Pidyon is that you can transfer it onto Kesef, but part of the Chiddush is that you can actually just remove the Kedusha from Meiser Sheni. That's not obvious at all that you could really do that. With, like, as an example, with Truma, I can't transfer the Kedusha of Truma onto something else. So there's really, he says, two Chidushim when it comes to Pidyon Meiser Sheni. One is, I can transfer Kedusha. But he said the second Chidush is that money can be done onto money. Why does the Rambam say you can go Peros onto Peros? Because of the following reason. It's not the pshat that, well, since if you can put it on money and eventually buy Peros, I can for sure just go straight to Peros. But it's a little bit of a similar idea. Look at the last column here. Dibimashe tira ha-torah lahafkia as kedushas meiser sheni ulahavir ledavar acher. The fact that the Torah permits us to transfer from one to the other, chazinan de'en kedushas meiser sheni ki kedushas truma. The fact that you can transfer Kedusha, it must be, it is fundamentally very, very different. Umemila Pashad says as follows. Once we know you could transfer, it's so obvious that you could also transfer onto Peros. The Torah, when the Torah says you can transfer onto money, that's the Chiddush. Meaning, once we know you could transfer, it's obvious you can transfer onto Peros. How come? Because if you can transfer onto money, you could also transfer onto Peros. Because to transfer from two things that are very similar is much easier and much smoother. To say it a little bit differently, to clarify, the Rambam holds, just like I can be podeh from the Peros of Meiser Sheni onto cash, I can also be podeh from the Peros of Meiser Sheni onto new Peros. Why is that so obvious? Has Yerushalmi know that's true? So there are two suggestions he makes. Suggestion number one is, well, since the money you're poda on is going to be used to put it on Peros, Mistama, I could just skip that middle stage. And I could just put it directly on Peros. The ultimate destination is Peros anyway. So if I skip the money, I'm entirely good to go. That's one mahala. The second mahala is a little bit different. It's not about Peros being the ultimate destination, but rather something else. Once I know I can remove Kedusha, I can transfer Kedusha, well then, forget about the ultimate destination. If I could transfer the Kedusha by Tosheni onto money, I could certainly transfer the Kedusha onto other Peros. How come? because other payrolls are much more similar. And the assumption being that when you're transferring to two things that are very similar, it's much easier to transfer. That may give us some insight also why the Rambam writes that when you transfer, the real way to transfer, even within payrolls, is on min to mino. It's between two things that are very similar. Because if I'm going to be transferring, it's like an obvious kind of transfer. So on some level, that's how it really should go. Yeah.
Where is the first mahalak?
Yeah.
Meat instead, because theoretically you can find meat.
So the question becomes, would he go that far? The answer is maybe not, but I don't know why. I hear it. It's a fair question. Yeah.
Can you say that the only reason that you're able to transfer out some money is to lessen your burden? So if you're going to transfer...
Okay. So the question is what the Rivet holds. The Rivet could hold, if we're talking out loud for a second, that's where Jonas points excellent, that what the Rivet really holds. Certainly the Rivet primarily holds, that's nowhere mefurish in Chazal. I think the Gemara is pretty clear, you can't do it. But what does he do about the Rambam's Svaras? So part of what Jonas suggests, which I think is very true, is to what extent, depending on how I look at Pidyon, especially if Pidyon is a B'dieved reality. Ideally, we'd love you to bring your Maaser Sheni directly to Yerushalayim. Ideally, it's really not the thing which we want you to encourage. It's only Ki Yirchak Mimcha Makom when you're a little bit further away and it's too heavy and it's too difficult. So then the Torah Chab Tzakula to put it on Kesef. But the idea of transferring it to other money, that I could just transfer it to other payros, who says that's true? The whole idea is a Chiddush. The whole idea is a Chiddush. To say it a little bit differently, it's not two different Chiddushim. One, I could transfer it. And two, I can transfer onto money. It's that really, no. We don't want you transferring it at all. We have a B'dieved Chiddush. You can put it on money as a Chiddush. But in general, we would never really want you transferring it otherwise. In which case, even Misvara, it's not so possible. It says arrive, you can transfer. And therefore, it says arrive at Akadekach. Even if you try and transfer, it's not going to work. The first payroll still has Kedusha. It's an attempt that you tried, but it wasn't really ultimately that effective, because only with Kesef does it really work. Because again, it's all about being able to take it and to transfer really there. That certainly makes a good deal of sense. Yeah. Okay, something that has to do with it not being entirely ineffective. So that's okay, that's a similar question. To work things out of Knas in the first or not? That's an important question. Rav Lichtenstein pointed out something which is interesting also. And this will give us like a little bit of just more background to be able to appreciate things. If you look in it's on the part of you that you don't have, so I don't really know how you would look about it. But he said Rav Lichtenstein suggests in a similar kind of a way for Rambam Shita. What's pshat in the Rambam? Because the Rambam must understand that there's two tracks, but they really accomplish the same thing. One of them is we spoke about this question of Lichtenstein. To what extent am I being machkia kedusha? And to what extent am I then, is it about removing from the payros? And to what extent is it really about the ultimate to then transfer Kedusha? It's about getting it off of this or getting it on this. So Lichtenstein writes as follows. In general, with regular pidyon, you don't have the sheet, it's on the last sheet. In general, says Lichtenstein, with most pidyon, it's a two-step process. I am poda onto money. Why am I poda onto money? To get the Kedusha off of those payros. Then, when I go to Yerushalayim and I buy payros, what am I really doing? Then, at that point, I am being meichel kedusha on the new payros to eat those and be mekayim mitzvahs achilas maaser sheni. So, normally, there's two things really going on. I'm removing the kedusha from one thing, and I'm putting kedusha on something else. When it comes to regular pidyon maaser sheni, those two steps are happening at different times. I'm being poda from the payros. I'm removing the kedusha on one level to put on the money. And then from the money, I'm then buying payrolls, Yerushalayim, for the Kedusha on the payrolls, Yerushalayim now, in order to be able to eat them. The money itself is really sort of secondary. It's the middle person. I'm removing it there to put it there. What happens when you suddenly get along to putting it on payrolls itself? There, says the Lichtenstein as follows. HaRambam hichnis b'chad ha-mach l'shnei talichim shonim. Chilo mo'os al kesef v'chilo payrolls al payrolls al chelim. The Rambam puts in the same halacha that both of these ideas work. And says Rav Lichtenstein, Mikan Shel Daito, Ofi Shnei Talichim, are very, very similar. They're two ways of doing the same thing. The difference is as follows. Kasher Adam Machlus Peiros Maaser Sheni BePeiros Chulin. When you go from Peiros onto Peiros, what the Rambam understands you're doing, Hu Mifza Talich Shel Chalos Kedusha, Ki Ilu Hayakones HaPeiros HaChulin BeKesef HaKodesh BeKedushas Maaser Sheni. Essentially, all I've done is that the kesef itself was never really so critical. The kesef itself is never so critical. What is the kesef? It's just the middleman. It's when I removed kedusha from those payros until I put the real kedusha on the new things I'm going to buy. The kesef is holding in the middle. Therefore, it's a looking scene. What happens when you go payros into payros? All I'm doing is going essentially much more directly, removing from those payros and putting on those payros. So the chakira, am I really removing or putting on? It's a looking scene. It depends. When I'm poda onto kesef, I'm really removing from the first payros. When I go to Yerushalayim with the kesef and buy, then I'm placing on the new payros. When I go straight, payros into payros, both things are happening at the same time. I'm going off of those payros, removing there, and putting onto here. That's how we understand a little bit the svara behind Shitas HaRambam. The chiddush of kesef is different than how, let's say, Yonah was saying a second ago. It's not kesef is the kula, that kesef is like this new track is only there so you can bring it up, but rather kesef's really a kula. Kesef is saying you can even transfer all the kesef, even when it's not purely to remove from there, to put directly on there for an inherent reason, kesef as the middleman still works. But for sure, if I'm going to go payros to payros, that undoubtedly is going to work. Let's just chazer what we did tonight so we can have some time now for me to get a drink. We saw the following. I have my Meiser Sheni, and I'm bringing my Meiser into Yerushalayim. And we're trying to point out that one of the most important, and a lot of important things that comes up in Gemaras and Bava Metzia and other places, also Pidyon Meiser Sheni. One of the things that we do is that a person has the right in a certain circumstances to take the payros in Meiser Sheni and not bring those up themselves, but to be poeta. If you redeem it yourself, you have to do most of the chomesh, you redeem your friends, there's no such need. When you go, maybe buying a carbon shlamim, eating a pesimcha based on the Talmud Yerushalmi, and then you're going to be able to payros also, you can do all those things. It's clear that you can take it and put it onto money. Can I take payros and be mechel and be poeta on other payros? That's Machlokes Rambam Ravid. What nafmina, do I make a bracha even when I'm putting it on other payros? The Rambam holds yes, the Ravid holds no. The Ravid holds, it's clear in Chumash, only Kesef, it's all that works. Kir Mishnayas, you can't do another thing. The Rambam can even do it on payros. We mentioned a couple of different svaras for why I could do it on payros. Is the pshat that, since it's the ultimate destination, anyway it's okay? Is the pshat that, since it's more similar, once we know you can transfer Kedusha, Mistama, if I can hit on Kesef, Kolchain, I can transfer onto payros that are more similar. Or for Vlichlantin, viewing it more conceptually in terms of like the removing and the putting on, Kesef is usually just the middleman. I can go directly into the payros and get where I'm going to go anyway as far as the ultimate destination. Again, that's some of the background. Hopefully next week we'll speak about the Kesef itself. That'll lead to a lot of culture cool discussions, hopefully, about the nature of Kesef in other areas in Halacha. Shkayak, guys, have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your evening.